朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我们刚刚早上大家一起来敬拜神，我们心里面都非常非常的喜乐。
We're all very joyful when we worship the Lord this morning.
我希望我们每一次来到神家的时候，我们都要带着一个这么强烈的渴慕和快乐的心情。
I hope that every time we come to the house of God, we come with such a joyful heart and a longing spirit.
因为我们要真正知道我们来聚会的目的到底是什么。
Because we have to know the purpose of coming to the meeting.
而且在每一次聚会里面最重要的事情是神要亲自与我们同在，对我们说话。
And the most important thing is that God is with us here and he wants to speak to us personally.
如果你在聚会中你不能够享受的话，是因为我们的心没有带来。
If we cannot enjoy in the meeting, it's because we do not bring our heart here.
有一次有一个爸爸下班回到家里面了。
One time a father came home from work.
坐在客厅里面看着报纸看着电视，然后孩子问他，他的常常心不在焉的。
And then he was watching TV and reading newspaper in the living room and hardly paid attention to his kids.
过一下这个孩子在那边说，妈妈，我们要不要吃饭呢？
And then later on, the kid says, Mom, are we going to have dinner?
那个妈妈说，不行，我们要等一下，爸爸还没有回来。
And the mom says, No, we have to wait. Dad is not home yet.
他说，爸爸不是坐在客厅吗？怎么爸爸没有回来呢？
And then the kid says, Isn't Dad just sitting in the living room? Why are you saying that he's not home yet?
他说，因为他人回来了，心还没有回来啊。
Mom says, Yeah, his body is here, but his heart is not.
等到爸爸回来，我们再一起吃饭。
Wait until the dad is home, then we will have dinner.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们来到神家，人来了，我们心没有来啊。
A lot of times we come to house of God.We're here physically, but not with our hearts.
我们里面不觉得我们是在朝见神，我们里面没有这样子的喜乐在我们的里面。
We don't feel that we're worshiping God, and we don't enjoy it.
有一首诗歌说：“将心给我。”
There's a hymn says, "Give me thy heart."
Give me thy heart, 把你的心交给我。
The hymn says, "Give me thy heart."
他说这是天父随时随处的呼召。
And this is the calling of our Father every moment.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，神要我们把心给他。
God wants us to give him our heart.
一面他要把他的恩典慈爱赐给我们。
On one hand, he wants to bestow on us his grace and mercy.
另外一方面，那首诗歌告诉我们，他要救我们脱离属世的漩涡。
And on the other hand, the hymn says he wants to deliver us from the whirlwind of the world.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得这个世界像个漩涡一样？
Don't you feel that the world is like a whirlwind?
看过漩涡的举手，我们都看过吧。
Have you seen a whirlpool or whirlwind?
漩涡的特点就是刚刚开始的时候，你在它的外围，它越带越把你带到中心去。
The characteristic of the whirlwind is that it will bring you gradually toward the center.
它越转越快
，and then it will speed faster and faster.
然后它越转越低
，and then goes down deeper and deeper.
而它最终的目的是要把你给吞灭下去
，and finally it will just swallow you up.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，圣经告诉我们，诗歌告诉我们，整个世界像个漩涡一样
，and the Bible tells us the whole world is like a whirlpool.
今天如果我们刚开始觉得没什么，不在乎，没有注意。
If we ignore this spiral wind and we pay no attention to it,
如果我们没有足够的警觉，弟兄姊妹，早晚他要把我们给吞下去。
If we're not watchful enough, sooner or later we will be swallowed up.
诗歌说，将心给我，我要救你脱离属世的漩涡。
So the hymn says, "Give me thy heart, and I will deliver you from this spiral."
刚才孙秋姊妹讲到她为她两个孩子祷告的时候。
Sister Ellen just says that she was praying for her two teenager kids.
她常常碰到了黑暗的权势。
She often encountered this power of darkness.
好像仇敌世界的王跟我们在这里，在孩子的身上有拉锯战。
As if the enemy is playing a tugs and pulls with us on our children.
我相信所有有属灵感觉的人都知道这个世界何等的可怕。
All of us who have spiritual sense will know how dreadful and terrible this world is.
世界的黑暗和堕落是直速下降的。
The fall of this world is speeding.
多少的罪恶从前没有。
A lot of sins and crimes that did not exist before.
多少的罪恶从前我们可以帮忙防备。
A lot of crimes and sins we could prevent before.
我们常常说要小心不要引狼入室。
We often say, be cautious, don't let the wolf come into your
house. 我们今天知道我们家里面、书房里面、卧房里面，老虎就住在里面了。
But before long, there's tiger living in our living room and our libraries or bedroom.
我们怎么知道我们睡觉的时候孩子们在电脑上跟谁接触啊？
Do you know whom your children are in contact with while you're sleeping?
我们怎么知道我们睡觉了，我们另外一半在电脑上在看什么？
Do you know do you know what your mate or your spouse is watching on the internet while you're sleeping?
弟兄姊妹啊，今天世界的王用各样的方法在这里要吞噬神的儿女们。
The king of the world is trying all means to swallow up children of God.
在佛罗里达有一个母亲，有一天她一个留神，她没有注意到的时候。
There's a mother in Florida. One day, she didn't pay attention.
她的孩子在后院的池塘掉到水里面去。
And her child fell into the pond in the backyard.
当她听见孩子惨叫的时候，她冲出来。
While she heard her child cry, she rushed out.
她发现一个鳄鱼咬住她孩子的腿，正要吃她。
And then what she saw was an alligator. Just.Had a bite on her child.
哎呀，这个母亲冲过去就拉着她孩子的剩下的手在那里用力拉。
And the mother rushed to it and then tried to pull the kid out.
她一面拉，她一面大声的喊救命。
While she was pulling her child's hand, she cried out, "Help! Help!"
等到周围的人来，然后把那个鳄鱼杀了以后，把这个孩子救出来。
Finally, the neighbors came, killed the alligator, and saved the child.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个孩子终身他的身上有两个大的疤痕。
And all lifetime, this child has two scars.
一个是鳄鱼咬在他腿上留下来的齿痕。
One scar was caused by the teeth of alligator on his thigh.
一个是这个孩子身上他留下的十个指纹啊，指痕。
And then the other scars are left with the scratching marks of her mother's nails.
他妈妈用力拉到一个地步，指头都伸到他的肉里面去了。
Because the mother was pulling so hard that his nails got into the skin.
弟兄姊妹，为了要把他从鳄鱼的口中救出来。
In order to save the child from the mouth of the alligator.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天神在这里随时随地听呼向我们的呼召，将心给我们。
And now can we hear the every moment how our heavenly Father is calling us to give Him our hearts.
他要把我们从属世的漩涡里面救出来。
That He wants to save us from the whirlwind of this world.
这个世代太可怕了。
Because this generation is so terrible.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，整个世界现在是伏在恶者的手下。
The Scripture tells us that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
因着人类犯罪，抵挡，不肯顺服神。
Because of the fall, the disobedience, the sin of humankind.
整个世界现在是伏在恶者的手下。
The whole world is under the control of the evil one.
所以仇敌借着各样的方法在这里破坏伤害我们在神面前属灵的生命。
So the enemy is trying all means to destroy our life before God.
现在不光是属灵的生命，他连家庭要破坏，人的健康要破坏，所有人际的关系他都在这里破坏。
Not only that he wants to destroy our spiritual life, but our health, physical health, and our family and relationships.
所以圣经上这么清楚地告诉我们，不要爱世界。
So the Bible clearly tells us, do not love the world.
因为我们人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
甚至圣经上讲的更绝对，人如果跟世界做朋友，就是跟神为敌。
Even more absolutely, if anyone is a friend of the world, is enemy of God.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，神讲这些话的时候，圣经上记载这些话的时候，都是出于神最深的爱。
The scripture is written out of the deepest love of God.
而神所说的世界都不是外面这些物质看得见的东西。
When the scripture talks about the world, it does not merely mean the material world.
到底什么是世界？
So what exactly is the world?
看得见物质的东西是神所造的。
Yes, all these visible things are created by God.
圣经上说，凡神所造的都是好的，可以存着感谢的心来领受。
The scripture says anything that's created by God is good, and we ought to accept and receive it with grateful hearts.
圣经里面所讲到的世界。
So what the world, the scripture talked about the world.
它是一个有系统、有组织、有计划的一个仇敌的权势。
It's a systematic power with plans and schemes.
它就是借着我们这些外面看得见的这些物质的东西。
Through the visible material things.
它借着人里面的私欲。
Through the lust of our hearts.
它在这里辖制、捆绑、伤害人。
It's trying to bind, to oppress, and control people.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做世界。
And that is the world.
不要以为说今天不要爱世界，只是讲不要看电视，不要上电脑，不要穿好衣服，不要开好车子。
Don't misunderstand when we say do not love the world.Means don't wear nice clothes, don't watch TV, don't drive a good car.
神从来没有叫我们离开这个世界。
God never tells us to depart from this world.
圣经上主为我们的祷告说他们在世界，但是却不属于世界。
What the Lord prayed for us is that we will remain in the world, but yet we will not belong to the world.
我们怎么样子在这样子的一个整个人类一起拥有的世界里面生活的时候
？So how shall we live in this world?
我们能够脱离背后。那一个世界的权势和诡计。
And yet we can be free from the dark power behind it.
那个世界是一个活生生的，是一个带着权势、有计划的在这里破坏。
Because that world is a living one. It's a systematic power that's trying to destroy.
每一个人他掳掠我们的门路、角度、凭借都不一样。
And the channels and means to capture us, everyone is different.
有人的世界就是钱。
For some, the channel to capture is money.
有人的世界是他在乎他的名，在乎他的面子。
For some people, their world means their reputation, their fame, and their face.
而有人的世界是世上的娱乐。
And for some, it's the entertainment of the world.
有人的世界是他里面的一个不好的习惯或瘾。
For some people, it might be an addiction or some bad habits.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人被仇敌抓，我们的角度可能都不一样。
So, the means for enemy to capture us is all different for everyone.
但是他在我们身上的目的都是一样。
And yet the purpose is always the same.
他教我们跟神为仇。
That he wants us to be enemies of God.
他要让爱父的心在我们里面不再存在。
So the love of the Father would disappear in us.
他教我们不再侍奉神，去侍奉他。
That we will no longer serve God, but serve the world.
而至终他要像漩涡一样把我们给吞灭掉。
And at the end, it will swallow us up like a whirlwind.
所以弟兄姊妹，当圣经上讲到全世界都握在那二者的手下的时候，
The scripture says the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
一个很自然的结果。
A natural result of this.
他一定跟神为敌。
That such person would be enemy of God.
一定会来为难或逼迫那些属神的人。
This world will come to mistreat and oppress those of God.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音十五章，就是我们今天背诵的经文，我们可以看一下。
Let's look at the memory verse for today, John chapter 15.
他说：“你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。”
John chapter 15 verse 19. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own.
弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？这个世界是 personality, 有 personality, 有。是有位格的。
Now, do you see this world has its personality?
你可以爱你的车，你的车怎么会爱你呢？
Yes, you can love your car, but will your car love you back?
你会喜欢上电脑，电脑怎么会抓住你呢？
But you may love your computer, but how can a computer seize you?
所以你知道圣经上所讲的世界不是这个物质的东西。
Therefore, you know the world that the scripture talks about.Does not mean the material thing.
而是后面有一个 living person, 有一个活的权势。
But there's this living power behind it.
你如果爱世界，你如果属世界，世界一定爱你。
If you love the world, you belong to the world. The world will surely love you.
因为你们不属于世界，所以世界就恨你们。
But yet, if you do not belong to the world will hate you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，在这里，主耶稣告诉我们，这个世界是有爱、有恨、有位格的一个权势。
So the Lord is telling us that this world.Can love you or hate you. It's a living power.
而且主耶稣说，这世界的王，这世界还有一个王。
The Lord even says the king of the world. So there is a king of the world.
就我们说到，世界是一个非常有组织、有计划的一个权势，一个黑暗的权势。
So the world is a systematic dark power with its schemes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望今天早上主怜悯我们啊，在这篇信息我们都能够专心的来一起听。
So, how I pray the Lord have mercy on us so that we'll all pay attention to this message.
主耶稣告诉我们，人若爱，不是圣经上告诉我们，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
The scripture tells us, if anyone who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
他说，这世界和其上的事、其上的情欲，有一天都要成为过去。
And the world and its desires will one day pass away.
唯独遵行父旨意的是永远长存。
But the man who does the will of God lives forever.
弟兄姊妹，不管你今天爱我们，或是你爱的是什么世界，
It does not matter what you love.
但都不能长存。
And it will not last forever.
有一天都要破灭。
One day it will all vanish.
很多我们心中的偶像和我们心中的世界在今生就破灭了。
A lot of idols of our hearts will even vanish in this age.
我想我们这个世代的人有一个专有名词我们都很怕听到。
This term, particular to our generation, that we're afraid to hear.
叫做泡沫化，听过哈？
It's like a bubble-ized.
我们都看过泡沫，好漂亮啊，彩色。
We have all seen bubbles, so beautiful, full of colors.
孩子都看见泡沫，要去抓泡沫。
And children love to try to capture bubbles.
经济可以泡沫化。
But then economy can become like a bubble.
房价可以泡沫化。
And real estate prices can become like a bubble.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们好多的事情我们都可能泡沫化。
A lot of things can vaporize just like a bubble.
我们真的希望我们的属灵方面小组不要泡沫化，我们的讲台不要泡沫化。
We wish that our small group would not be like a bubble.
弟兄姊妹啊，这世界和其上的事都要成为过去。
The world and its desires will one day pass away.
但是主在这里要给我们这些不是要给我们一些教条诫命而已。
The Lord is not just trying to give us some commands or doctrines here.
而是因为他要把更好的祝福给我们。
But he wants to give us better blessings.
一方面是救我们脱离那个黑暗的权势。
On one hand, he wants to deliver us from the power of darkness.
这个黑暗的权势远比那只鳄鱼不知道可怕多少倍。
This power of darkness is much more terrible and scary than that alligator.
那个鳄鱼充其量夺了我们今生的生命而已。
At the most, the alligator can only destroy our physical life.
黑暗的权势是要夺了我们里面的生命。
But yet, the power of darkness wants to capture our eternal life.
要伤害我们的生命。
It wants to destroy and damage our spiritual life.
所以这是圣经上主说 ,Let my people go.
That's why the scripture says, Let my people go.
容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
我今天是为了孩子们的缘故，所以我用出埃及记的这幅图画，为了让大家明白。
For the children's sake, I want to describe this message with the pictures in the book of Exodus.
我知道很多人还看过十诫的故事啊。
A lot of you have seen the story of Ten Commandments, the movie.
神怎样呼召摩西、亚伦去带领神的百姓从埃及出来。
How God called out Moses and Aaron to lead God's people out of Egypt.
整个埃及就是世界最好的一个预表。
At that time, Egypt was the best place in the world.
我想我们为了大家是印象深刻，我们还是读一下这段经文啊。
We will read the scripture so that we have better
impression. 我们读出埃及记第一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1.
因为时间的关系我来读，但是请你们自己看着自己的圣经。
I will read for you and then you look at your Bible.
第八节到十七节，十六节。
Verses 8 to 16.
有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及，对他的百姓说，看啊，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛。来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇见什么征战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。你看见仇敌最怕我们离开埃及。
You see, the enemy is afraid that we will leave Egypt.
十一节，于是说到他所采取的行动。
Verse 11 talks about the action that the world takes.
埃及人派督工辖制他们，加重但苦害他们。他们为法老建造两座饥祸城，就是比东和南塞。只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延。埃及人就因以色列人仇反，埃及人严严地使以色列人做工，使他们因做工觉得命苦。无论是荷泥，是做砖，是做田间各样的工作，在一切的工上都严严地待他们。有希伯来的两个收生婆，一个名叫斯佛拉，一个名叫普阿。埃及王对他们说，你们为希伯来妇人收身，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩就把他杀了，若是女孩就留他存活。好，这是这一段的圣经，让我们看见世界怎么样子在这里要辖制神的百姓。
And this passage tells us how the world is trying to oppress God's people.
第一件事情，派督工严严的管辖他们。
First, it sends slave masters over them to oppress them.
在这里辖制，在这里苦害他们，让他们觉得命苦。
To oppress them and to mistreat them so they feel bitter about their lives.
每一个人后面有个督工，有个鞭子在这里管着他，逼着他。
There's a slave master that's driving them and oppress them.
我不晓得在 Silicon Valley 在矽谷的人有没有这种感受。
I don't know people who work in Silicon Valley feel the same.
从早晨起来到晚上睡觉，后面好像督工在这里逼着我们啊。
From the morning until night, seems like there's a slave master driving us day and night.
加班啊，忙碌啊，压力啊。这是这个时代的特点，尤其在 Silicon Valley.
Working overtime stress are the characteristics of this age, especially in Silicon Valley.
大人忙，我跟你讲，孩子一样忙。
Adults are busy, so are children.
上个礼拜我们有很好的这个青少年的聚会。
Last Friday, we had a wonderful gospel youth meeting.
我看他们一面学校有功课，一面又有这么多的服事，真的也很心疼他们。
I really feel touched and moved because they have a lot of homework from school.
他们要抽时间练习啊，抽时间去拍这个影片啊。
But yeah, they need to spend time practicing and shooting films.
我听说开始到做功课做到半夜三点，我儿子是早晨五点钟起来补做功课。
I heard Kathy worked until 3 o'clock in the morning, and my son got up 5 o'clock to.Make up the homework.
弟兄姊妹啊，在这个寒冷的冬天，大家都钻到被窝去啊。
In this cold weather days, everyone wants to go to bed early.
你看，大人忙碌，孩子也忙碌。
You see, adults are busy, so are children.
督工在这里永无止境的在这里辖制人。
Slave masters are oppressing people endlessly.
督工不见得是老板，不见得是老师啊。
You know, the slave masters might not necessarily be your manager, boss, or your teachers.
很多人的督工是我们里面无止境的欲望和私欲。
A lot of slave masters are the desires of our hearts.
我们得到了这个还不够。
Once we obtain something, it's still not enough.
我们还要得到更多的。
We want to gain more.
我们得到了更多的，我们还不够，我们还要得到更好的。
Once we gain more, we still want more and better.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面有个东西在这里 drive 我们。
There's something within us that's driving us.
这讲到督工啊。
And these are the slave masters.
第二件事情讲到为法老筑基或城。
And then they are to build.Store cities for Pharaoh.
他们所有的劳碌，所有的得着，其实都不属于自己，属于这个世界的王。
All the results of their labor do not belong to them, but the kings of the world.
弟兄姊妹，你会说，我赚的钱，银行的钱是我的呀。
But you might defend and saying, you might argue and saying, but the money I make belongs to me.
我的房子是我的呀。
My house belongs to me.
弟兄姊妹啊，我想我们听过很多的话，生不带来，死不带去的。
But we have all heard.That we cannot carry our wealth with us when we pass away.
当亚历山大大帝打下了列国，成为列国的盟主，成为亚历山大帝国的君王。
When Alexander the Great became the emperor of his empire,
他里面永无止境的那个欲望，他不能够满足。
But yet his endless desires can still not be satisfied.
33岁死的时候，听说他要求别人在他的棺木里面挖两个洞，把他的手伸出来。
When he died at age 33.We heard that he requested people make 2 holes on the sides of his casket.
当人家每次讲到亚历山大这个 the great 的时候，大家都那样子崇拜他、敬拜他。
Because whenever people talk about Alexander the Great, they all admire him.
跟他的棺材在马路上游行的时候，他就是要提醒世人，
But yet when,
一切都是虚空，两手空空的走。
But yet when his casket was marching, carried around the streets.He wants to remind everyone with his empty hand stretching out of the coffin that everything is all vanity.
我们今天是不是也在为法老盖基或城呢？
Are we today building store cities for Pharaoh?
过五关斩六将来到美国，然后买了一个房子，一辈子背在身上。
We go through all hassles to come to America, and finally we purchase a house and becomes a burden for us lifetime.
好辛苦啊。
What a pity.
在 Silicon Valley, 这个30年、50年这种老房子，最平均的价格是$500,000呢。
You know, the average price for old house in Silicon Valley is about $500,000.
更不要说学区稍微好一点，或条件稍微好一点，那是上百万的到处都是了。
For houses in better school districts, they're about $1,000,000.
所以买了个房子以后，我们一辈子在这里积货，积货都是 mortgage 都给银行去了。
Once we buy the house, they're just like store cities. We have to keep storing our money and for the bank.
好不容易才成了家，搬进了房子，又要开始存钱，为了我们的下一代。
Finally, we got married, and now we have to save money for our next generation.
在美国，你要养一个孩子，养到他独立，平均一个人花$150,000到$200,000。
Do you know the price to raise a child in America average is about 150.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你也知道这是世界的特点，而在这里他们所有所摸的都是属地的东西。
So everything that they come in contact with are earthly.
他们不管喝泥，不管做砖，不管做田间各样的工作，全都是土，全都是属世的东西啊。
Whether they labor in bricks or mortar or all fields or works in the fields, they're all earthly.
这是为什么很多基督徒下了一天班以后累得个要死。
Just in the same way, many Christians are so exhausted after work every day.
我们整天所接触的都是属地的东西啊。
Because everything we come in contact with are earthly.
除非我们这个人被神拯救，跟神之间有一个对的关系。
Unless we're delivered by God and we have a right relationship with God.
否则这个世界真的让我们天天摸的都是属土的东西。
Otherwise, everything that we come in contact with will be earthly.
都是暂时的。
They're all temporal.
你看我们这个人生活的四个主要的范围。
Look at all the four main areas of our life.
我们个人独处的时候。
When we are alone.
我们在家庭的时候，这是第二个。
When we are with our family.
我们在我们工作职场上的时候。
When we are at work.
还有我们来到教会的时候。
When we come to church.
弟兄姊妹，我想这是我们在座最常有的四个生活的范围。
So these are the four areas of our life.
可是你发现，如果我们真正的平心静气的回想的话。
But if we come andCome down and think about it.
我们很多时候我们所摸的都是属地的事，我们所在的境界是一个属地的境界。
A lot of times, the things that we come in contact with are earthly, and our living realm is earthly.
我们在乎的、吸引我们的，常常都是属地的事。
What we care and what captures our heart are mostly earthly.
我不晓得大家昨天有没有看报纸说这个现在在中国最流行的是韩式美容，大家有没有看？
I don't know if you read newspaper yesterday. The new fad in China now is the Korean style plastic surgery.
还不光是美容，是韩式整形。
It's the Korean style plastic surgery.
要隆鼻子，要割双眼皮，要挖酒窝，要削下巴。
You have to make your nose high and then double eyelids and the dimples and then.
而且还严重到一个地步，要抽脂肪，还要打断腿骨，为了要长高。
Or a liposuction.Liposuction, or even break the bones of your legs so that you will grow taller.
他们说现在在中国是不光是大学生跟高中生，连中学生跟小学生都流行整形了。
Not only the college students, but high school and elementary students are into it.
因为一胎政策，暑假都不需要打工，所以都是在假期。拿着钱跑出去打这个去做整形。
Because most children in China are the only child in the family, so they don't have to work during summer, so they can just go for plastic surgery.
有人干脆拿着大肠镜的照片告诉他说：“我就要这个样子。”
Some people even bring大肠镜 that Korean actress and says, "I want to look just like her."
他们说上海就每三步就有一家整形医院。当然这是有点夸大了。
They're saying that one out of every three stores in Shanghai is for plastic surgery. It's probably exaggerated.
弟兄姊妹，你发现今天大家的兴趣都是受世界影响，对不对
？You see that our interests are influenced by the world.
今天是韩式整形。
Today, the new fad is Korean style plastic surgery.
弄不好过一阵子希腊的来更漂亮了，又西式整形。
Maybe in the future it will be like the Greek style.
又美式整形、非式整形，什么都有。
American style or African style.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是人整个心里面所摸的、所接触的、所想的、所存在的、所在的境界，都是属地的事情。
So everything we like, we think about, and we meditate on, all are earthly.
那你更不要说今天我们所有花的时间，我们自己看看我们。时间花最多的在哪里
？Just see how much time. What are the things that we pay most time? We spend most time on.
所以我们真的要求神帮助我们，这是这个世界。
May the Lord help us. This is the world.
而底下他有一个更可怕、更狠毒的计划。
There's even following. We see that there's even more cruel scheme.
他要灭族，要断代，要让以色列人不再存在的这个诡计。
We call it generation extermination. It's trying to massively murder the next generation.
法老告诉收生婆，只要希伯来人妇人生孩子，是男的杀掉。
Because Pharaoh told the midwives, any newborn babies, Hebrew newborn babies, kill all the male ones.
弟兄姊妹，不需要两三代以色列人断代，剩下的女孩子一嫁再嫁都是埃及人，一定被同化脱鞋的。
So that it does not take two or three generations. Israelites will be exterminated. All the remaining girls will marry Egyptians.
弟兄姊妹，我们尤其在座的父母亲啊。
Especially parents today here.
你有没有这样子深刻的感觉，觉得我们的下一代真的被这个世界的潮流几乎要同化了？
Do you feel that your children are conformed by this world's culture?
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。